Regulators put Wall Street reform on ice.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The Commodities Futures Trading Commission says it needs 6 more months to finish writing new rules required by the Dodd-Frank financial reform law. This is just the latest delay in the implementation of Wall Street reform. Marketplace's Jeff Horwich joins us live with the details. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Jeff, first tell us about this latest delay.
These are the rules for trading in derivatives, also called swaps. But even that's up in the air because, in fact, writing a formal definition of swap has itself been delayed. Hmm. These are financial bets that companies make to protect against risk. Could be based on interest rates, wheat prices, weather patterns. Christopher Whalen of Institutional Risk Analytics calls derivatives an unregulated ghetto.
It's like playing poker without any chips. You would play poker if you didn't have to bet, right? And that's exactly what these banks were doing.
A bunch of new rules are supposed to bring derivatives into the light of day, force traders to maintain some margin to cover losses.
And these are the rules that we're talking about are being delayed. Is that the story for the new Dodd-Frank rules across the board?
Well, here's the scorecard so far. According to the law firm Davis Polk, 28 deadlines missed, 115 rules proposed but not finalized. Banking analyst Chris Marinac says the uncertainty is bad for business.
I think the marketplace would have liked these rules yesterday. That's simply unrealistic, and I would not be surprised if another 6 or 9 months from now where you and I are having the same conversation.
24 new rules have been finished, including one that requires companies to let shareholders vote on executive pay. 218 more Dodd-Frank rules still have their deadlines yet to come.
Marketplace's Jeff Horwich, thanks for the scorecard.
You're welcome, Jeremy.
Well, drug maker Pfizer heads to federal court today to defend its blockbuster drug, Viagra. That little blue pill is scheduled to go off patent next year, which means generic drug makers can produce similar pills and sell them at a discount. But if Pfizer gets its way in this court case, the patent could be extended until 2019. From our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Gregory Warner reports.
One now legendary day in the early 1990s, Pfizer scientists discovered that their new drug for blood pressure was causing men to have spontaneous erections. Pfizer immediately applied for a new patent, renamed the drug Viagra, and the rest is history. The question in court today is whether that second patent is valid. It hinges on a legal concept called non-obviousness. Scott Hemphill is a law professor at Columbia University.
So the fight in non-obviousness often comes down to whether some new invention could have been seen by anybody.
Anybody, in this case, with experience in drug manufacturing.
Pfizer's reaction, as you would expect, is, well, if this is so easy to figure out, why didn't anybody do it until we did?
In fact, drug companies often try to find new uses for old drugs to extend their patent protection. It's called evergreening. John Iwanicki is a patent lawyer at Banner & Witkoff.
Evergreening means that you keep your patent portfolio evergreen by filing applications after the initial application on the compound to applications directed to different uses for the compound, different methods of making the compound, different forms of the compound.
For instance, the new chewable Viagra that Pfizer is selling in Mexico. If Pfizer wins this court fight, it'll have another 7 years of billion-dollar sales. If generic manufacturer Teva wins, Viagra pills get cheaper for the consumer. But while the art of evergreening can keep pills priced high, it also fosters continued innovation, says Bob Goldberg at the Center for Medicine in the Public Interest. Not long ago, Pfizer extended its patent for Viagra to treat a potentially fatal heart disease called infantile pulmonary hypertension.
They found that Viagra, because it pumps blood supply to the body in low doses, was very, very effective. And I think they got an additional 6 months of patent life.
The patent court found that a drug for erectile dysfunction used to save newborns? Not obvious. In Philadelphia, I'm Gregory Warner for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mostly lower this morning across Europe and Asia as more than 20,000 people protest in Athens, Greece over government budget cuts. No argument from investors on Wall Street yesterday, though. The Dow jumped 123 points to close at 12,076.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, managing more than $2 trillion in assets and providing investment solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. AllianzUSA.com. and by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. Coverage of the economy is supported in part by the Schuman Center for Media and Democracy.
On Capitol Hill today, the House Education Committee will take up a bill to repeal some new rules for colleges that get federal student aid. The rules would give the government more say on things like distance learning programs and just how much credit students should get for their classes. But some lawmakers say the rules go too far, as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports from the Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore.
One of the new rules will define a credit hour so that an algebra credit at one college is worth roughly the same at another. The federal government awards financial aid based on credits, and it doesn't want schools awarding excess credits to speed students to graduation or charge more money. The rule defines a credit hour as 1 hour of class and 2 hours of outside work each week, or for an online course or internship, an equivalent amount of work.
With the definition, they will know nothing more than they know now.
Sylvia Manning is president of the Higher Learning Commission, which accredits many for-profit colleges. She says groups like hers already police educational quality.
Saying how long the student sat in the classroom or how much homework the student does doesn't tell you anything about whether the student learned anything.
Manning's group has been criticized for approving a for-profit college that offered 9-credit courses. She says the group granted initial accreditation, but required the university to fix the problem. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
And finally, if you're going to rob a fast food joint, don't leave a trail of fast food to your hideout. In Shawnee, Oklahoma, police had no trouble locating 18-year-old Dakota Lasley after a robbery at a Sonic drive-in. They found Dakota in a house just 2 blocks away. All they had to do to catch up with him was follow a trail of foot-long hot dogs, hot dog buns, chicken breasts, and, of course, corn dogs. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
22 million people use illegal drugs in this country every year, and that kind of demand inevitably produces a profitable supply.
I think that Mexicans get a bad rap, and while a lot of the stuff is coming across the border, it's our demand that's pushing it here, you know?
I'm Kai Rizdahl, rethinking the economics of the war on drugs. Next time on Marketplace, it's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.